السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا، أحسن الله إليكم.
إياكم على الطريق.
الحمد لله.
We play two class. Can we go on now?
نعم شيخنا.
Sorry please. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، أبوك الأدب المفرد في الإمام البخاري رحمه الله محمد بن إسماعيل، and in the last few classes we have been about things and say as Muslims that are lawful for us to express, and expressions that are prohibited for us to say, things we should not say, expressions we should not give, they are prohibited in the Sharia. For example, that the Muslim goes backbiting his brother. What does backbiting mean? Mentioning his brother, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam clearly defined that. He said it is ذِكُرُكَ أَخَوَكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. You are mentioning your brother. You mentioning your brother with what your brother dislikes, whether that has to do with his person or with his character or with his deen. If you find something failing with him, approach him, encourage him, or discourage him, give him good advice, guide him, protect his honor. But that you go behind him to insult and abuse his person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited it in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited it. It is also prohibited by the consensus of the scholars of this ummah. Yes, there are exceptions. We mention those exceptions. Six of them. We repeated them in a number of classes. That is just one example of the things that we are not permitted to say. May Allah prohibit and protect all of us from this evil. On the other side of the coin are things that the Muslim can say. From that is narrating incidences, or even talking about an individual, mentioning whether he's tall or short, whether he's black or fair, whether he has tight curls or straight free falling hairs, to describe him. As Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, نريد الصفة ولا نريد الغيبة. In all of that, we will be intending to simply describe him, not to insult and abuse him. So we can call the man short. Oh, you know that brother who is a dwarf. Oh, you know that brother who is blind. Oh, you know that brother with a tall neck. Yes, yes, he's the one I'm talking about. You only intend the description. You only intend to have him be known. You are not intending to insult or abuse or malign, even if on the other side of it, such a description may imply insult and abuse. From the things that we are allowed to say in our deen is reporting issues from people without mentioning their persons or name. We give a lot of examples. from the things we are also not just permitted but encouraged to say is to protect the honor of the Muslim. He did something bad, you protect him. Why? He is known to be a person of honor and respect, truly. But he fell into error. From the symbols that would show that he fell into error was his haste towards forgiveness and tawbah. We gave some detailed explanation regarding this. We also studied that from the things that are prohibited for the Muslim to say is, he comes out and says regarding a group of people that halak and that people are ruined. So tribe are ruined. So tribe, their own is destroyed. They are destroyed set of people. Oh, no. Or if people in a particular community, theirs is finished. Don't go out to start describing people with these kinds of attributes, that they are destroyed, they are ruined, and they can't escape ruin, and all of these kinds of things. What we should rather do, if absolutely necessary, is to describe their circumstance, perhaps out of pain, out of worry, out of genuine concern. But when it comes out of mere condemnation and an attempt to put them down and disgrace them, then that is love. That is unlove. Anyone who does that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about the one who ascribes ruin and destruction to a people. Anyone who does that, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ. Such a person is worse, is more disgraced, is more in a ruin than the people that he ascribes that to. From the things that we are not permissible to say, we are not permitted to say in our deen as Muslims, is to refer to a munafiq as sayyid. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, babun la yaqulu lil munafiqi sayyidun. The chapter about, do not say, the munafiq not being referred to as sayyid. The sayyid, the master, the one who is placed in charge of people, sayyid is their head, their master. He guides them. In fact, his charge is in charge of the administration of their affairs. And then as we go, come, refer to him, sayyid, our head, our master. Meanwhile, this person placed in this kind of a position is a munafiq. May Allah protect us. So we asked in class yesterday, what does it mean that a person is a munafiq? We explained in class that this word itself, munafiq, the ulama took it. It originally comes from a verbal noun form of a word, nafaqa. Nafaqa, yunafiqu. Then we say nifaqan. Nifaq, this word itself, it's also originated from al-nafiqa. Al-nafiqa, we mentioned the animal al-yarbu'. Yarbu' is a small animal. I think it's, like we mentioned yesterday, we would have gone to check what animal is that. It looks like the size of a big farm rat. A big rat in the bush. But with the ears of a rabbit, this yerboa or jirboa in Arabic, yerboa, it looks like the big rat in the bush, big bush rat, but with the ears and eyes of a rabbit. So sometimes if you look at it, you may think you are seeing a rabbit. And sometimes when you look at it, the body shows the body of a rat. This animal, it will have a hole from where it comes into its place of shelter. One hole. So when you hunt it, it goes into that hole. But it has many other holes where that one leads to. So it goes in, you think it is coming. So you wait. As you wait, you are only waiting for nothing. It will come out from the other hole. This is how the munafiqun, they come in, they show Islam, but they disbelieve from very many other angles. Munafiqun, they come into Islam, they show Islam, but they disbelieve, they go against Islam, essentially and basically out of Islam, or show traits of that from very many other angles. That's why in our deen, technically, the ulama described nifaq. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar said, "An-nifaq is mukhalafatul batini lidh-dhahir." Mukhalafatul batin lidh-dhahir. That what is inside the individual becomes different from what you see outside. Outside, you are saying, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." Or "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." He comes, he observes Salat with us. You see him on his turban. You see him, he wears nice clothes as a Muslim. Stays. In fact, he may be staying just near the Imam to observe Salat. So he says Shahada. Then he observes Salat with the rest of the Muslims. Ikhwa, this is what you see in the face. Fortunately, in our deen Islam, this one that we see, this zahir that we see, this zahir that it says kalimatu shahada, la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He says it. He comes to the masjid of Zafala. It suffices openly in the open to say that the man is a Muslim. He goes about saying that I'm a Muslim too. So this suffices, ikhwa, in the open, that yes, he's a Muslim. But truly, truly, inside his mind, the man has kufur inside him. That's why an-nifaqu is mukhalafatul batin lidh-dhahir. When what is inside contradicts what is outside. So outside we see you as a Muslim. Outside we see you, we observe Salah together. But inside of you, you are a kafir. You don't believe the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us. Unfortunately, there is hardly a way we can know this. So an-nifaq, the ulama divide it into two. An-nifaqu al-akbar. Or an-nifaqu al-i'tiqadi. Nifaq that has to do with the creed and the belief of the individual. And nifakul i'tiqadi, that one is connected to the individual's belief. That was the one we described in some details yesterday. Al-Hafiz ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam al-Thani, he itemized after due study of the verses of the Quran and the various ahadith about nifaq. He helped itemize that aspect of nifaq, that is i'tiqadi, that is, it has to do with the belief of the individual. This one expels a person from the fold of Islam. This one is the one that consequence upon being idarkil asfali min an-nar. Allah said, "Inna al-munafiqin." The munafiqun will be in the lowest depths of Jahannam, worse in condition than mushrikun and kuffar. These are the people about whom Allah said, "Ya ayyuhan nabi, jahidil kuffara wal munafiqina, waglud alayhim, wa ma'awahum jahannam, wa bi'sal masir." These are those that are described in this verse. Messenger of Allah, fight the kuffar, fight munafiqin, wa ma'awahum jahannam. The place of their end and final stay is inside Jahannam. These are the munafiqun intended in these verses. These are the munafiqun intended when Allah said, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. So these are the munafiqun intended, those whose nifaq has to do with their belief, with their mind, with their creed, with their affirmations regarding Islam and the foundations of Iman. There are about six things regarding these people. Any one of the six expels a person from Islam. And it qualifies, may Allah protect us. It constitutes this nifaqul i'tiqadi that we are describing, or al-nifaqul akbar that we are describing. In fact, many times the ulama say there's no tawbah for this, except perhaps maybe as a mushrik will come completely out of shirk. If a person comes completely out of this, a way a mushrik makes tawbah, then the tawbah will be accepted by Allah. May Allah protect all of us. These things are takzeebul rasul, a person belying and rejecting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that verse in Surah Al-Munafiqun that we read, they were saying, Nashhadu innaka la rasulullah. But Allah said, they are lying, they are liars. He called them munafiqun. He called them kazibun. Why? Yakuluna bi al-sinatihim ma laysa fi qulubihim. They were only saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. But inside their hearts, they don't believe. So if a person rejects, does not believe, does not accept that the Prophet and affirm that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abdullah wa Rasuluh. If you don't have this belief deep rooted in your heart, you're a munafiq. May Allah protect all of us. The individual who has this is suffering from that disease of nifaq. So outside he's observing salat with us, but inside him, he does not believe in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Outside she may be wearing hijab, but inside it, the individual is guilty of this disease in her aqidah, in her creed. It affects the creed of the individual. It's an infection that is connected to belief. Here, what aspect of belief? Al-Imanu bi-Rusul. Iman in the messengers of Allah. If he does not affirm and accept and believe in the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he comes in the open to pray with the Muslims, this person is suffering from the disease of nifaq. Ignorance might have led him to that. So many things might have led to that. Self-amazement might have led to that. But we are talking about and describing the disease. May Allah protect us all from this evil. The second thing about al-nifaqul i'tiqadi is takzeebu ba'dhi ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Rejecting and calling it a lie, what part of what the Prophet brought sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he won't believe, he won't accept, affirm that kind of a thing. This is part of the fact what the Prophet came with sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is from Iman to accept everything that he came with. We too, when we are asked what is Islam, don't we say that Islam is total submission? How can you say you totally submit but you reject a part of it? Allah blamed the Jews for that. He said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Should you believe in a part of the book and reject a part? وَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The Muslim cannot say, I believe in part of this, but I don't believe in part of this. To say that is from the aspects of nifaq. Nifaq expels a person out of Islam. It's a disease. It's a disease. You may not understand and say, I don't understand. But rejecting, denying, not believing in it. And that is from aspects of disbelief that you harbor in your heart. You need to find a way to dispel it, to get clearance, and affirm iman in it. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that hadith of Aisha, the difference between the people of iman is that in the verses of the Quran, everything, say, amanna bi kullum min indi rabbina. Whether it is from the ayatul muhkama, those clear-cut verses that clearly establish rules, and everybody understands it, or those verses that only the learned, ar-rasikhuna fil ilmi, really understand it. All of them are from Allah. So, ikhwah, upon your not understanding something, please accuse your own knowledge and understanding. Don't, for that, reject what you don't understand. We all know in our basic worldly life too, there are so many things you don't understand. You need experts to explain and clarify. Why should you now reject something because you don't understand it? May Allah protect us. The top thing about this is Bughdur Rasul, hating the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhwa the Munafiqun hated the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They used to insult and abuse him. They insult him, they abuse him. Meanwhile, they come back and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ مُنَافِقُونَ. In fact, some of the scholars say, if anybody insults the Messenger alayhi salam, and you think it is normal, you have that disease with you. You have this disease of nifaq inside your mind. That's why you see the people of Iman, whenever anybody insults the Prophet, you have agitated our patience. We will not hear, we will not listen. We don't want it. Don't do it again. Because that insult will come out of hatred. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah himself told us, the opposite of this is the love of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. The companions radiallahu anhum, Allah said about them subhanahu wa ta'ala, that an-nabiyyu awla bil-mu'minina min anfusihim. The people of Iman, the companions, radiallahu anhum, they prefer the Prophet to themselves. They love the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That was the upbringing the Prophet gave them upon Iman. He had told them, alayhi salatu wa sallam, that la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi bin walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. You don't truly believe, you don't have sound iman, hatta until and unless akuna ahabba ilayk, I become most beloved to you. So loving amongst human beings from iman is that we love the Messenger more than every human being. Hatta akuna ahabba ilayk min walidik wa waladik wa nasi ajma'in. So until the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam becomes the most beloved person to you, more than your parents, more than your children. These are people we love most. We usually love our parents so much. We also usually love our children so much. But ikhwah, check your iman, check it, revise your iman, review your iman, contemplate your status regarding these matters. Do you love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than your prophet, more than your parents? Do you love the Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Check your mind. Assess your condition. Do you love him more than your parents? Do you love the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam more than your children? If you hear that your children are doing something and the Prophet rejects it, you like that thing for your children. Can you stop it immediately because the Prophet stopped it and rejects it? And vice versa. If it happens, your parents command you against an instruction of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, who will you follow? Will you choose to follow the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam out of love for him? Or you will become inclined to your parents out of love for them? These are serious issues in our minds. These are serious issues in our lives. The Prophet must be most loved human being to us, much more than our parents, much more than our children. These are from the foundations of Iman. When you say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, from the implications is that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved individual to you. How then does a person flip the other side and become hating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There were people like that in his time who really hated him and they showed him hatred. May Allah protect. One of them at the beginning was Amr ibn al-As. He said, the most hated thing to me before I accepted Islam was the Prophet Muhammad. So hating the Prophet is the condition of mushrikun and kufar. So if a person prays together with Muslims, he says shahada with Muslims, but inside his mind, he is not different from mushrikun and kufar. In that, it is kufur and shirk, hating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The fourth thing we discussed yesterday is bugdu ba'di ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Bugdu ba'di ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Hating some of what the Prophet came with. The Prophet came with guidance sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah said, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, Qad ja'akum Rasuluna, our Messenger, Yubayyinu lakum kathiran mimma kuntum tukhfuna min al-Kitab wa ya'fu an kathir. Qad ja'akum min Allahi nurun wa kitabun mubin. Yahdi bihi Allahu man ittaba'a ridwanahu سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with nur, he came with kitab mubin, this book he came with. يهدي به الله. If you follow it, Allah will guide you onto سبل السلام, the path of peace, the path of ease, the path of righteousness and goodness, leading to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, leading you into Al-Jannah in the hereafter. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. By following the Quran, by following the Sunnah, you are removed from the path of darkness. إِلَى النُّورِ, onto the path of light. بِإِذْنِهِ, by Allah's permission. وَيَهَدِيهِمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. By your following the Quran and following the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salam, you become guided unto صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. So why then should you now hate any part of what the Prophet has brought sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it means if you hate hijab, even though you wear hijab, you have nifaq. What makes you hate hijab even when you wear hijab is nifaq. What makes you hate salat even when you observe salat is nifaq. What makes you hate any part? What makes you hate polygamy even when you may be a second and third wife is nifaq. Don't hate whatever the Prophet has come with. We read to us from Surah to Muhammad yesterday. Allah said, that والذين كفروا بتعث لهم وأضل أعمالهم ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم كفار بتعث لهم Allah cursed them may they be at loss كفار those who reject Allah's mercy and direct worship to other than Allah after all the favors of Allah upon them. They worship other than Allah. They reject Allah's injunctions as they will. Allah said, فَتَعَثَ اللَّهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ عَمَالَهُمْ May loss be theirs. And may their deeds go to waste. Why? كَرِهُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ They hate and dislike what Allah has sent down. So hating anything what Allah has sent down, what the Prophet came with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason why someone does that is that it's suffering from nifaq, a big disease. And it is common in our own times because we are living in a time when people are amazed with their intelligence. Nobody is as intelligent. And PhD and master's degree, people are so amazed with how they think perceived sense of it's perceived sense of intelligence. Allow him begin to speak now. Even regarding the course where he had a PhD, you begin to understand that the sense is not so much like the person claims. May Allah protect all of us. So with that sense of self-amazement, he begins to want to determine what is good or bad in the Sharia. This one is okay, this one is not okay, because he thinks so full of himself or herself, as the case may be. Hating any part of what the Prophet came with is from the nifaq. Ikhwa, it's a serious matter. This nifaq expels you. It shows that you are munafiq. May Allah protect. So everybody, check the mind and get yourself healed. Get yourself healed. Get yourself corrected. Preserve your iman. May Allah protect all of us. The sixth thing we mentioned in class, the fifth thing we mentioned in class yesterday is al-masarratu bin khifadhi din al-rasul. Al-masarra. The individual is gladdened. In khifadhi din al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the religion that was brought by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering some setback. Some Muslims because of Islam were killed. Some Muslims because of Islam are suffering particular punishments, and you are happy about it. This is your joy. The reason why you have it is that that disease of nifaq is disturbing you. You have disease of nifaq with you. May Allah protect us. The sixth one is the opposite of the fifth. Al-karahiyyatu lintifari din al-rasul alayhi salam. When someone hates that, the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam, gains some upper hand and triumph. So in Europe now, Islam is spreading everywhere. He's not happy. In the UK, Islam is spreading everywhere. He's not happy. He's sad. Why? The deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gaining triumph and an upper hand. This was the way of the people of nifaq. The nifaq that takes a person out of Islam. This nifaq is called al-nifaqul i'tiqadi or al-nifaqul akbar. I think this is clear, and I hope that since yesterday, each and every one of us would have been checking. It is something you have to check, Ikhwa, because what it really means that the person who has any one of these six diseases inside him or her is not actually a Muslim. Even if he's observing Salah, even if you are wearing hijab, even if he keeps a beard, even if he's calling Adhan, you hate anything from what the Prophet brought, alayhi salatu wasalam. Some people will say, what I hate about Islam is that I say Muslim, thinking that he's an elite. not knowing that he is expressing, he's being a munafiq. May Allah protect all of us. The second form of nifaq is al-nifaqu al-amali. Nifaq that is connected to deeds, connected to speech, deeds and speech. Things we see, actions, is connected to deeds and speech. It is lower in its evil compared to the first one. The first one is the worst. That one expels a person from Islam. In fact, that first one, if we know it regarding a person, it's unlawful for us to observe Salatul Janazah on that person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was prohibited from observing Salatul Janazah on the Munafiqeen of Al-Madinah. He was prohibited. Likewise, it is prohibited for us to pray for that person when that person dies. Start saying, may Allah forgive him. When we knew that he died as a munafiq, when he died, he was belying the Prophet, even though he was praying with us. When he died, he hated part of the Sharia, even though he was praying with us. When he died, he becomes happy over the fall and setbacks that affect Islam and the people of Islam. When he died, he was clearly glad whenever things like that happen. Whenever good things of goodness happens to Muslims, he does not like it. He hates it. So when people are like this, they suffer nifaq. Don't go for the janazah. Avoid it. Especially if such a person is a respected Muslim in the community. If you know that there are people, like the people, a lot of people say a lot of things. You just look in the Sharia. That part of the Sharia that you will be saying in your mind that you hate, that you're hating that part of the Sharia is from the aspects of disbelief and nifaq. Even if you pray, in fact, even if it is something that you do, hating, H-A-T-E, disliking anything from the Sharia shows that you have that disease of nifaq. And like every other disease, it may be small, it may be big in size, like the cancer that afflicts human beings. The sizes vary. So go and disconnect yourself from these evils. But whether small or big, any one of these six that affects an individual, it's a nifaq that expels a person out of Islam. The second part of it, part of nifaq we are talking about is al-nifaqul amali. You see all that we mentioned, the six things are connected to belief. For al-nifaqul amali, it is about speech and they are about actions. What you say and what you do, there are many of them. Even though four are more popular, there are many, 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 even though four are popular. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned those popular four in a single hadith. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that arba'un man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa. Arba'un, four things. Man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa. Anyone who has all these four with him, if these four things combine in an individual, kana munafiqan khalisa, that person is purely a munafiq. The ulama say what this means is that we can say this person is munafiq. They are the ones we are referring to in this hadith. This person is munafiq. He has four things in him, so he can be called a munafiq. So when Al-Bukhari said, لا يقول للمنافق سيد. Don't say regarding a munafiq, master. Any person that has these four things with him, don't make him your head. The first ones are clear. That one, anyone who has it is even out of Islam. But these ones, the person is still a Muslim. Don't forget, one major difference between The first group of nifaq and the second group of nifaq we just described is that the first one is a kafir, goes out of Islam. He will be in Jahannam forever. And his punishment inside Jahannam will be worse than the punishment of even Mushrikun. But this second group of people is a Muslim, behaving like the first group of people. He's still a Muslim. He has iman. He does not hate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does not hate anything from what the Prophet brought alayhi salam to him. He does not feel bad that success comes along the line of people of Islam. And he is happy when he hears anything good about the people of Islam. All of these that we mentioned about al-nifaqul i'tiqadi, he is free from them. But he has some behavior. Because those people who have nifaqul i'tiqadi, they have behaviors. But he has their own behavior. He does not have their creed. This second group of people, this munafiku, nifaqi, al-amali, munafiqun, who have the nifaq of deeds. Their deeds are the deeds of the munafiqun who have the nifaq of akida. I hope that is clear. One of them is kazibun, yakzibun. Allah told us that. قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذب. So a Muslim who has iman in his heart, who does not lie the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he can be telling a lie too. So he can see, so his own nifaq is nifaq of deeds. He's behaving like those people who have nifaq of creed. I hope that this is clear. From these behaviors. So meaning that everything will be counting now. You'll be seeing it in those people who have the nifaq of creed, who have a nifaq of i'tiqadi. People, these traits, these behaviors of the ways of the people of al-nifaqul amali, these deeds, you'll be finding it with those who have a nifaq of i'tiqadi. So but those ones, their own nifaq is from akida. Is from their creed and belief. It will end them up in Jahannam. But these people, they are people of iman. They have iman. They believe in the Messenger alayhi salatu salam. They don't hate anything from the Sharia. They don't reject anything from the Sharia. And they are pleased with what pleases Muslims. They are sad with what saddens the Muslims. These people, they have iman bi'idhnillah inside their heart. But they are behaving sometimes like the people of the nifaq that has affected their minds and their creed. From these deeds is al-kadhib. So the Prophet mentioned four things in a single hadith. He said, arba'un, four things. Man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa. Anyone who has these four deeds combined inside him is clearly a munafiq. So we can call him munafiq. Why? He has these four things with him. So these kinds of people, لا يقول للمنافق سيد. Don't refer to such people as your leader. Don't make these four people who have these four things your leaders. This is the hadith we want to study. Don't make people who have these things, these four things. There are others. We'll refer us to books on this. There are others. We can mention some of them. Some of them is coming to observe Salah out of laziness. It is from the physical manifestations, from the behaviors of those who have nifaqul i'tiqadi. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَؤُونَ النَّاسِ. When they come to observe Salah, they are lazy. So standing lazily in Salah is from the symbols of nifaq. Ummahat, brothers, coming to Salah, standing lazily, is from the symbol of nifaq. Don't do it again if you do it. Don't do it again if you do it. If you ever do that, don't do it again. Don't ever do it again. Standing lazily in Salah, it is from the symbols of munafiqun. May Allah protect us. So there are others. Two from the scholars. One of them was Sheikh Abu Anas Muhammad ibn Musa Ali Nasr. He just passed away, rahimahullah, from the students of Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani. We always refer to him as Sheikh Ali Nasr. He has died, rahimahullah. He has a book, Al-Munafikun, Fil Kitabi والسنه واثار السلف الصالح. This book is a to read book. I encourage our brothers, please find a means of studying this book in your masjid. Al-Munafiqun fil Kitab والسنه واثار السلف. It was written by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Musa al-Nasr. The Sheikh was a very respected person. He combines scholarship in the science of hadith. He combines it with the science of qira'at. He was a qari. In fact, it was reported to us that when Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani has his classes and Sheikh Musa Nasr, Muhammad Musa Al-Nasr is around, he will tell him, lead us in salah. So this Sheikh usually leads Sheikh Al-Albani in salah. This Sheikh Abu Anas, he usually leads Al-Imam Al-Albani in Salah. If you see him huge, tall, big, then he's very vast in the science of Islamic medicine. Very, very vast on it. He used to have a YouTube channel where he taught medicine. People mention various kinds of diseases. He will advise them, go and do so-so thing, go and do so-so thing. Bring so-so thing, add 5 kilogram, add 5 milligram, add, drink this one, and Allah brings a lot of benefits therefrom. He combines a lot of things. He has other books that he wrote alone. He wrote a book on Hajj. He wrote a book on fasting. He wrote a book on Asbabun Nuzul of Quran himself, and Sheikh Salim Al-Hilali did that work together. He has other books. But this one that he wrote it on Munafiqun. And the book is very, very, very extensive on this topic. It occurs in about 80 pages. I encourage us to read this masjid in our masajid. Why? By way of knowing evil and running away from it. So this thing is nifaq. Let me say one that is common. Some women believe that Islam oppresses women. It's nifaq. Ignorance plus nifaq. Because Islam truly frees the woman and liberates her, moderates her actions and deeds. So some women say she's a feminist, but she's a Muslim. It's nifaq. It's nifaq. What is it in the legislations of Islam that sets a woman backwards? What is it? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created her. He said, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغُشَى. I created day and night. But as for the night, I swear by it, إِذَا يَغُشَى, when it covers everywhere. Because night covers daytime. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. I also swear by daytime, when it emerges and brightens up. Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, by my creating males and females. So just like day and night, Allah created males and females. We are separate, we are different. The way day is different from the night. Said, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ, I created man and women. I created the man, I created the woman. Said, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, I made your pursuits also to be different. Are the deeds of the night not different from the deeds of daytime? Why do we sleep at night? Why do we find energy to walk during daytime? Allah apportioned the two of them separately. So the same way He has created man and woman, He has also apportioned jobs for them separately. Each of the jobs and legislations He gave to each of them, He made it suit what He had created them for. Why do we men, why don't we have fallopian tubes as men? Do men have fallopian tubes? Can we carry babies? Do we have estrogen? Look at these differences. It goes into the foundations from the genetics of our creation. So he gave us different jobs. Inna sa'ayakum la shatta. You women, be doing this. You men, be in charge of this. So in that, round pegs will be in round holes. Square pegs will be in square holes. So when the feminist thinks that, no, as a woman, I must take the role of a man. That is round pegs and square holes. So may Allah protect all. There is nothing to hate or dislike in the Sharia of Islam, except you are up on ignorance or your understanding is low. So there are deeds of the people of Nifaq. Those who hate Islam, they have some things they do. Those things they do, you can have a Muslim who has Iman, everything, who also does those things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those ones are the ones we refer to as al-nifaqul amali. Nifaq that only has to do with deeds. It's not about creed. I hope that it is clear. Nifaq are two forms. The one we described yesterday and earlier today, they are called al-nifaqul i'tiqadi. The one we are talking about now, they are referred to as what? Al-nifaqul amali. The one that are deeds. In one single hadith, the Prophet mentioned four of them. I said this four, when they gather in one person, that person is munafiq. What is the connection of that to the hadith we are reading? It says in this hadith that kind of a person who has any of those four, don't call him, don't make him your leader. May Allah protect all of us. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, arba'un man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa. Anyone who has these four things is clearly, purely a munafiq. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنْ. Anyone who has just one of these four traits, كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا. كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا. Anyone who has these four is clearly a munafiq. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Anyone who has anyone, if it is one of these four things you have one of the traits, كَانَتْ لَهُ أَوْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. You have one trait of nifaq with you, حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا, until you stop doing it. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, the first one is أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he's entrusted with something, he will betray the trust. You can find a mu'min do this. Mu'min has iman. But when you entrust him with something, he will betray it. It does not mean that he's a munafiq in the first category, no. That first one is evil. This man, he believes in the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. He will not delight the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. He does not hate the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Does not hate anything from the things the Prophet brought, alayhi salatu wasalam. He is gladdened by the success of Muslims. He is saddened by the failure of Muslims and Islam. Yet you see him, is a tumina khan. If you entrust him with something, he will betray the trust. This nifaq is nifaqun amaliyu, nifaq in deeds. Why? He has done something bad. When we had entrusted him, we thought he's a good person. We entrusted him, he did something bad. So the deeds contradict what we saw. The two of them contradict one another. We saw this person, we can entrust something to him. We now entrusted him, he betrayed the trust. Is that to mean a khan? May Allah protect all of us. Iza haddasa kazaba. When he talks, he lies. Why? We said it from the traits of munafiqun, it's what lying. They lie a lot. Munafiqun lie a lot. They lie a lot. May Allah protect us. إِذَا حَدَّ فَكَذَبَ. When he talks, he lies. From amongst those who wrote about Nifaq was Al-Imam Abu Bakr Al-Firyabi. Al-Imam Abu Bakr Ja'far ibn Muhammad. Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad Abu Bakr Al-Firyabi. This Imam is in the status of the likes of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi, because he reported a hadith from the likes of Qutaybah ibn Sa'id, from the teachers of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi. He wrote this book. He himself passed away 301 after Hijrah. So you see, it's in the status of Tirmidhi, Ibn Khuzaimah, Abu Dawud, Sijistani, and others, because he reported from their teachers. So this book has been written long ago. Sifatun Nifaq wa Dhammul Munafiqin. Ikhwa, I hope that we can find this book, Sifatun Nifaq, describing Nifaq wa Dhammul Munafiqin, and mentioning the disgrace that Allah and His Messenger have mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the evil of Nifaq and Munafiqin. Sifatun Nifaq, describing Nifaq, telling us about those things that constitute Nifaq, wa dhammul munafiqin, and mentioning the punishments, the disgrace that has been mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah for regarding al munafiqin. The book occurs in about 60 pages. It's a book of hadith, like a book, because it has asanid. Most of these ahadith are in it. The first hadith he brought was the hadith of Abu Huraira, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned munafiqun, mentioned three traits in that report. The first thing he mentioned is there is that is a hadith, a kazaba. We know that hadith. So the munafiq, when he talks, he lies. If you find a Muslim lying or not, that lying is one of the symbols of nifaq in him. It's nifaq. The Prophet said it, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. Anyone who has any one of it, he has one of the traits of nifaq. So if you tell lie, you have one of the traits of nifaq. May Allah protect us. If you betray trust, you have one of the traits of nifaq with you. The third one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ. When he promises, he breaks the promise. The other one, when he's entrusted, he betrays the trust. Here, إِذَا عَاهَدَ. The two of you had a pledge. You had a promise. He pledges, I will give you so to do so. He will fail. Not that he failed one day, he failed sometimes. That is his lifestyle. He never fulfills his promises. If he promises, he will fail the trust. He will fail the promise. So do that is one of the traits of nifaq. Be careful when you give a promise. When you promise, be careful. If you become known with breaking promises, it is from the aspect of nifaq, from the behavior of munafiqun. They promise and fail. Sometimes many of us will promise to start running post to post. Hey, fulfill your promise. My friend, fulfill your promise if you promise. May Allah forgive all of us. Sometimes, yes, we become unable to fulfill those promises. Don't forget, yes, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa usha. But make it clear. Make it clear. I promise also, but I will not be able to fulfill. But when you are able to fulfill, but you look the other way around, this is what is blameworthy. You are able to fulfill it, but you look the other way. Nothing stops you. Nothing held you back. Nothing prevented you, except that you just chose to look the other way. Either ahada ghadara, when he promises, he breaks the promise. Either atumina khana, when he's entrusted, he betrays the trust. Either haddasa kadaba, when he talks, he lies. Munafiq. May Allah protect us. The fourth one the Prophet mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذَا خَافَ مَفَجَرًا. is a far from a, when he has a quarrel with people, something fragile. He becomes obscene. Simple quarrel, he will scatter everywhere. So just a simple matter. It makes the matter become bigger than it is. A simple disagreement, he becomes inflamed, gets everywhere, scattered, destroy everywhere. With simple, easy to resolve disagreements. Don't be a person like that. Every time you have a small disagreement with people, you destroy, like I always say, you break bridges and scatter everywhere. Don't be like this. May Allah protect us. We mentioned the fifth one earlier. When they stand in Salat, they are lazy in Salat. Don't be that kind of a Muslim. When you are in Salat, you are lazy in your Salat. The other one is always, I'm mentioning the sixth one now. We mentioned four from the Hadith. We mentioned a fifth one from that verse of the Quran. When they stand up for salah, they stand up very lazily. From the traits of nifaq also is always swearing to please the people, even if it means displeasing Allah. Always swearing, kafratul half. Always swearing. Especially fi nas. Wallahu bi sakhatillah. Especially to please the people, even if it means displeasing Allah. Allah mentioned that in Surah At-Tawbah, that yahlifuna lakum litawdaw anhum. Munafiqun will be swearing to you so that you are pleased with them. Wallahi, don't you forget, remember when they were telling the Prophet alayhi salatu salam that he is Rasulullah, were they not swearing? Yashhadu. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّا. They will be swearing, they will be affirming, wallahi. Why? They want you to be pleased with them. So ikhwa, avoid swearing. When a matter comes between you and people, just say your words. Explain yourself when it is necessary. Swear. But that you become known with every time, every sentence, one swearing, every one sentence, one swearing. It is from the attributes of munafiqun. May Allah protect all of us. So these traits, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if we find these four things in a person, it's a clear munafiq. So here, al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, babun la yakulu lil munafiqi sayyidun. Don't call this kind of a person who has these four traits. What four traits is that? Tumina khan. When you entrust him, he breaks the trust. Iza haddatha kadaba. When he talks, he lies. Iza ahada ghadara. When he promises, he breaks it. Iza khasama fajara. When he is in a quarrel, he becomes obscene and dirty. Four things are in a person. The Prophet said, any person who is like this, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the person is kana munafiqan khalisa. Clearly munafiq. These four things are with him, munafiq. But don't forget, his nifaq is still nifaqun amaliyun. Even though we can call him munafiq, his nifaq is still nifaqun amali. The nifaq, yes, that does not expel a person out of Islam. Unlike the first one, his nifaq is still amali. It has to do with his speech and his actions. It does not afflicted his creed, even though the ulama say it is always the precursor to it. When you lie a lot, when you break your trust, when you fail your promises, when you become obscene in your disagreements, very soon, if you are not careful, any one of those six traits of nifaqul i'tiqadi will also afflict the person. So here the point is, any person who is like this, we have explained a lot, inshallah, regarding nifaq, the two forms of nifaq, and examples of the two forms. So any person you know like this, don't make them your leaders. Look at Islam. Someone who talks and lies, don't make him your leader. Someone who promises and breaks the promises, don't make him your leader. Someone who, when he has a quarrel, he becomes obscene, scattered everything over a single quarrel. Or someone who, when you entrust something, he breaks it, he betrays the trust. Don't make them your leader. Let us go and look in the society today. People make their leaders. Some of them are people you can clearly say munafiki. This is your behavior. You are known with it. Is that to mean a khan? When he's entrusted, he will betray the trust. Iza haddasa kadhaba, when he talks, he lies. This is what people are calling politics. Some people, they lie. They say, oh, why are you lying? Ah, that's politics now. If you lie like this, don't forget. Satukutabu shahadatu muayusalu. All those lies and promises and affirming you are making, don't worry. Allah is writing it down about it, and you'll be asked about it. Allah is tuktab. It is being documented regarding you, and don't worry, Allah will ask you. Be lying and calling your lies politics. It is documented, and you'll be asked about them. Deceive yourself. Unless you make tawbah genuinely, and Allah accepts your tawbah. May Allah protect us. So quickly, let's read this hadith. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, haddafana Ali ibn Abdullah, qala haddafana Mu'adh ibn Hisham, qala haddafani Abi an Qatadata an Abdullah ibn Buraydata an Abih, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, la taqulu lil munafiqi sayyidun, fa innahu in yaqu sayyidukum, faqad asqattum rabbakum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la taqulu lil munafiqi sayyidun, fa innahu in yaqu sayyidakum, faqad asqattum rabbakum. Imam al-Bukhari brought this from his Shaykh Ali ibn Abdullah ibn al-Madini, rahimahullah. He's reporting from his Shaykh Mu'adh ibn Hisham, the son of that well-known Imam Hisham al-Dastuwari. So he said, Haddathana Abi is reporting from his father Hisham al-Dastuwari, who is reporting from his well-known Shaykh Qatada ibn Di'am al-Sadusi. He's reporting from Abdullah ibn Buraydah, his son of a companion, radiyallahu anhum. Abdullah ibn Buraydah is the son of Buraydah ibn al-Husayb, that elderly, well-known companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Buraydah to ibn al-Husayb al-Aslan, he was the one reporting this hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam al-Albani, al-Imam al-Nawawi, al-Imam al-Mundiri, they all read this hadith sahih. That the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تقولوا للمنافق سيد. Don't refer to a munafiq as your master. And today, what will we be doing to politicians who lie a lot? Your Excellency. It's not just master, it's Excellency. He's a liar. He betrays the trust. He promises and fails. When he's in a quarrel, he's obscene. He fight dirty. When he stands in Salah, he's lazy. When he talks, he swears every statement, swearing. Yet when you meet him, you call him Your Excellency. Don't do that. لا تقولوا للمنافق سيد. Don't refer to a munafiq who has these things, these four things. Don't make him your leader such that you have to be calling him Excellency. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ يَقُوا سَيِّدَكُمْ. Because if he truly, finally becomes your leader, فَقَدْ أَسْخَبْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ. You who made him your leader, you have annoyed your Lord, subhanahu. أَسْخَبْتُمْ. You have made your Lord Allah to become angry. Your Lord is displeased that a munafiq is your leader. A munafiq who lies. When he talks, he lies. When he talks, he lies. When he promises, he fails. When he's entrusted, he betrays. When he fights, he's dirty. When he stands in Salah, he's lazy. When he trades, he's always bawling and swearing. Don't make that kind of a person. If if you do, you have annoyed your Lord subhanahu. And you know what? At the end of the day, the people will suffer for it, because it will pilate their resources. It will divert their wealth. And he will not care about their welfare. And Allah is displeased with that. That a people have a ruler who does not care about their welfare. But they made him their ruler. So Allah prohibits us to make liars our rulers. Those who promise and fail, don't make them your rulers. May Allah protect us. So you can see where we are now. Sometimes when we analyze and diagnose and explain some societal problems we have, we might have created those problems by ourselves. May Allah protect and forgive all of us. I think that the hadith we read is clear. The Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La taqulu lil munafiqi sayyidu. Don't refer to a munafiq as your head. You know who is a munafiq? The one who combines those four traits. Or the one who has those, any one of those early six traits we mentioned about an-nifaqul i'tiqad. Don't make them your leaders. Start referring to them as Sayyid, master, head, controller. Don't do that. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ يَكُوا سَيِّدَكُمْ. If he finally becomes your head, don't refer to him as your head, master, my master. Don't. Because if he finally becomes your head, فَقَدْ أَبْسَخَتُمْ مُرَبَّكُمْ. By your referring to him as your head, by your actually making him your head, you have annoyed your Lord. Why? This person will rule over you. He can oppress you. He will promise you things and not give you. He will divert your resources because he does not fulfill trust, does not recognize trust, and then the people will suffer. That itself is displeasing to our Lord. I hope that it is clear. About
I'm Sheikh Nah, Sallallahu Alaikum.
I mean.
Two questions here. First one is, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shaykh. May Allah preserve you upon khair and count this as one of your actions sincerely done for his sake. Concerning nifaq, how can one run away from it completely, making sure that I have nothing to do with it?
May Allah protect us. I'll mention about three or four things. The first one is to learn about iman correctly. Many Muslims don't learn iman again. Iman has to be learned, yes. The companions learned iman, yes. The details of iman, the foundation of Islam, what is it? Al-imanu billah, belief in Allah. We just say foundations of iman are six. Al-imanu billah, we teach them in primary and secondary schools. Al-imanu billah, wa malaikatihi, wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi, wa liyawmi al-akhir. What does that mean, iman billah? What does it mean? Al-imanu bil-rasul, or bil-rusul. What does it mean? Al-imanu bil-kutub, believing in the books that Allah has sent down. What does it mean? Al-imanu bil-yawm al-akhir, believing in the last day. What about the last day are you believing in? What does it mean? Likewise, al-imanu bil-qadar, believing in preordainment, khairihi wa sharihi. Adi, what does that mean? Many Muslims don't care to know, and it is quite unfortunate. They don't know, they don't teach their homes. What are the implications? It's like saying government has legislated state police. This is just like saying al-imanu billah. Just knowing something up by the point of it. However, what does it mean? What is the detail of that law? Any citizen who is sensible and actively a citizen will go to what are the main things in this. And the absolute details of that, of course, will be with lawyers and professionals. Just like the absolute single nitty gritty details of this Usulul Iman will be with the scholars. But the sensible and intelligent one amongst us, we know what does it mean to say Al-Iman Billah. It will not just be about, oh, Iman Billah, and that's all. Oh, they said they should do police in states. That's all. No. What does that mean? Break it down. Al-Iman Billah. What does it mean? What about Allah? Believe what? I should believe in Allah. What? Go and learn it. These are the foundations of the Islam of an individual. I'm a Muslim. How? He just knows he's a Muslim. These are the things that makes a person of Islam and Iman. So the first thing about Nifaq, the ignorance of these matters, most of them having to do with Al-Iman of the Rusul, that is where Nifaq usually comes in. Believing in the personality, the messengers of Allah. What about the messengers of Allah do you believe? And then one of them, Muhammad sallallahu. What about, how do we believe? What should we believe that the Prophet is? Should we believe that the Prophet was a jinn? I would believe. Should we believe that he was malaika, malakum minhum, one among the angels of Allah? Was he? Was he created from light? Alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. Who is he? What about him? And the message that he has come with, these are Usulul Iman. So if a person understands Usulul Iman, he's getting far away from Nifaq. The more you get far away, the more you understand these foundations of Iman, the more you get far away from Nifaq. The more you clear, I don't care. All that matters to you is taking courses in accounting, taking courses in law, taking courses, go to Coursera, take courses, not to take a course about Iman. Then you'll be getting closer to Nifaq and the behavior of Munafiqun. Why? You don't know it. So you just do what you like. About these matters of hereafter, you don't care. That's why the Quran refers to those who know about this dunya but know close to nothing about Akhirah. The Quran refers to them as what? Zafilun and Jahilun. Ya'alamuna zahiran min al-hayati dunya. About the affairs of this dunya they are professors and PhDs. Wahum anil akhirati ghafilun. But regarding issues of Iman, they are ghafilun. They know nothing. Nonchalant. May Allah protect us. So knowing the foundations of Iman, Ikhwa, is the first thing about Islam and Iman. Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad to us, alayhi salam. He also sent Jibreel, alayhi salam. That hadith of Jibreel came, Ataakum yu'allimukum deenakum. And the things he was asking about, Akhbirni anil Islam, Akhbirni anil Iman. These foundations, we must learn it. The second thing about being far away from Nifaq and the deeds of Nifaq is learn Nifaq itself by way of knowing evil. Just like you go and study the crimes in the country and the laws regarding the criminal law, as they call it. Study the criminal law so that you don't fall a victim, acting, doing one of it without knowing. Study the law, study. Oh, why are you studying? Ah, so that I don't fall a victim. Many of us who live outside Nigeria, we go and study the rules that break immigration rules. Things you must never do as an immigrant. Why? You don't want to be expelled from the country, are you? So you must study things that when you do, you become expelled from Islam by your own actions or belief. So this kind of a study, the like of what we had yesterday and today, they are very necessary. I mentioned it yesterday too. There should be lectures about shirk. What are the various forms of shirk? Why? So that we can run away from them. what are kaba'ir, major sins? Why? So that we can run away from them. The one who does not know something, how does he avoid what he does not know? The third thing I will encourage you about knowing, understanding nifaq and keeping away from it, ikhwah, study a lot about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Many Muslims don't read. They can tell you everything about the life of Ronaldo. They can tell you everything about the life of Messi. The records that they broke in World Cup. The first person to score number of goals as this. The first person to do. But they don't know about Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. They don't know about the life of Umar. Go and study about the lives of righteous people, beginning from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then his companions, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Ibn Allah. These things will keep you far away from the deeds of ifaq, because you will see a lot of efforts, you will see their commitment, you will see their passion, you will see their standing side by side with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it will be a motivation for you regarding good deeds that appear for Allah alone. I hope that this is clear even. And I hope that it is part of the closing aspects of our class this morning, Abu Amir.
Naam, Shaykhana. Ahsan Allah ilayhi.
Ameen, ameen.
Jazakumullah khair.
I mean, the time is really, really perfect. We have about 31 minutes after time. Can we call it a day today?
We can
take these questions. We can keep them in mind. We can take a record of them. Maybe next Saturday, we can go for a Q&A regarding nifaq and all of these before we start a new topic in the next day, next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Aba Amir.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen wa iyyakum.